From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. They came to a plot of land called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay here while I pray." Then he took Peter and James and John with him, and he began to feel terror and anguish. And he said to them, "My soul is sorrowful to the point of death. Wait here and stay awake." And going on a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, this hour might pass him by. "Abba, Father," he said, "for you everything is possible. Take this cup away from me. But let it be as you, not I, would have it." Gethsemane. When they had sung a hymn after the supper, they go to the Mount of Olives. Jesus' final meal is an act of worship, the heart of which is a prayer of praise and thanksgiving, signified in these psalms of praise. And so Jesus goes into the night praying. The mission to take on himself the destiny of the lamb sacrificed. So the true author of these psalms is Jesus. He speaks in these psalms of a liberation that is to take place. Gethsemane, Pope Benedict tells us, was a farmstead with an oil press for crushing olives. Significantly, because it is here that Jesus experiences the whole anguish of the human condition. Sin, evil, penetrated the soul of Jesus. He quakes in front of his imminent death. He is kissed by his betrayer. He is abandoned by all his disciples. John speaks of a garden. Across the Kidron Valley there was a garden. What does this remind us of? Paradise and the fall, the garden where Jesus is betrayed, but also the garden where he will be raised to the new life by entering the Father's will. Pope Benedict speaks of three prophecies. Firstly, the shepherd will be struck down and the sheep scattered. Secondly, after I am raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. And thirdly, Peter's denial. Go before you into Galilee. This is the image of the Good Shepherd who leads from death to life. He gathers together the scattered ones and leads them to God. But whereas Peter wants this resurrection, this new life without the cross, Jesus again prophesies his denial. His weakness needs to be held up. His need for the crucified one who will pour out his spirit upon him. Peter, James, and John are asked to keep watch. But what happens? Pope Benedict writes, "It is the drowsiness of the disciples that opens up possibilities for the evil one to enter." When we are not vigilant, the soul deadens. It becomes indifferent in front of evil. "Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Remove this chalice from me. Yet not what I will, but your will be done." Here we find three elements. Real fear in front of death. The natural will of Jesus in his humanity. And the filial will. The natural human will which abandons itself totally to the will of the Father. And finally, Abba, Father. Jesus speaks like a child to his Father. He is as a son to the Father. And the letter to the Hebrews tells us that his prayer was granted. But how was his prayer granted? Again and again, Pope Benedict returns to the cross. Here we see death transformed into life. Jesus as the great high priest, becoming the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.